Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, April 28. Coming up, government to formulate terrorist response manual, international migration and development policy to be finalized, and government lobbies against U.S. remittances tax draft bill. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The government has engaged a consultant to formulate a terrorist response manual as part of efforts to safeguard the country from terrorism. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says government is taking terrorism seriously and is investing the resources, utilizing technology and building partnerships to boost safety and security. He says protecting the country's financial system against any vulnerability to money laundering and tax evasion is also part of that agenda.
We are moving to enhance the work and scope of the Revenue Protection Division and the Financial Investigative Division. We are moving to bring them all and other agencies under the Ministry of National Security.
Mr. Montague was contributing to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives earlier this week. The government has indicated that it will lobby against the introduction of a draft bill in the United States Congress to tax remittances to certain foreign countries, including Jamaica. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the government of Jamaica, through the Embassy of Jamaica in Washington, D.C., is actively monitoring the process and will begin to sensitize congressional leaders to the potential impact on Jamaica if the legislation is approved. She adds that Jamaica is also prepared to work with CARICOM colleagues on a coordinated approach, pointing out that outreach had already begun in this regard. The minister has also sought to reassure the public that the draft bill entitled H.R. 1813, Border Wall Funding Act of 2017, is a far way from being passed into law, noting that none of the relevant government committees have taken action on the draft. The minister adds that hundreds of draft bills are introduced by congressional representatives every year, but many of them fail to make it through the extensive legislative process. An international migration and development policy for Jamaica is to be finalized this year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the policy seeks to ensure that international migration is adequately measured, monitored, and influenced to serve the development needs of Jamaica, as outlined in the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. He adds that a key area of focus of the policy is the effective use of remittances to stimulate economic growth and development.
Among the intermediate outcomes are a framework that facilitates the use of remittances for development, as well as legislative and policy reforms in keeping with global best practices for continued development of the remittance sector.
The creation of the policy is an initiative of the National Working Group on International Migration and Development, with the participation of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. And the Ministry of National Security has made progress with plans to include training in values and discipline in the curriculum of programs offered by Heart Trust. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says education provides avenues for peaceful conflict resolution.
To teach etiquette, punctuality, conflict resolution, career planning, volunteerism, and civics. We believe that attitude comes from within, but discipline from outside. If our young people want to benefit from a second chance, they must accept this enhanced program that will be supervised by the JDF and the JCF.
Minister Montague says the National Security Ministry will be working with the Ministry of Education to make the training a reality. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.